This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we talk to Charlie Parr, a folk musician from Duluth, Minnesota. We caught up with Charlie at Boats and Bluegrass this year.
Thank you, man.
Well, I'm here with Charlie Parr. Hi, Charlie.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm hot. I'm really hot.
Yeah, it's a very warm day out here, but Charlie just killed it out there. You have a very distinct, like, rhythmic and energetic style that you were doing. Like, the crowd was loving it. And, like, how would you describe your style of music?
I don't know. I've always called it folk music, but it's I think it's a product of being influenced by a lot of different stuff in my life. My dad's record collection was the main influence on me, and he listened to a lot of very old folk country western and country blues music from prior to World War II.
Really?
And some of the stuff, the rhythms get kind of otherworldly. Guys like Robert Pete Williams and Blind Lemon Jefferson lived in a rhythmic world kind of their own. And when you try to learn how to play guitar like that, you end up kind of participating in that rhythm whether you like it or not. Then in the back of the house, my sister was listening to bands like the Grateful Dead, the Captain Beefheart, and the Rolling Stones. And so those musics participated in a different kind of, you know, rhythmic structure of their own. And when I started actually like getting a handle on my own style on the guitar when I was late teens, both of those influences came towards me. And I've always been partial to the influence of my dad's music, because that's the music that I really loved the first. You know, that's the music that really sparked me off most. Yeah. But I love all of it. You know, I take it all in, and it just kind of gets churned in and blasted out again. Another, you know, a good example of it is Spider John Kerner from Minneapolis, who is a cipher. He's a set of one, and he lives in his own kind of rhythmic category. You know, if you sit down and try to play guitar next to Spider John, you find it really challenging, because he's playing it. It sounds exactly right in the way it's supposed to be. When you sit down and try to take it apart, it's different than you thought it was.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Happy Boats and Bluegrass, everybody. Thank you for being here this year. This is my very good friend, Michael Beckman, everybody on the washing machine. Set your little paycheck from a farmer's callous hand. Ready to turn in a key to your mansion and your life, and share the excess of your wealth and all you have got. Are you ready? Are you ready for the year of Jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready for what is bound to be? Are you ready to reunite with your brother and your son? You ready? Are you ready for Jubilee? Decisions that'll sort of cost a life. Turn your back on the mourners, their children, and wife. Are you ready? Are you ready for the year of Jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready? What's bound to be? Are you ready to reunite with your mother and your son? Are you ready? Are you ready for Jubilee to come? We'll be right back. take your share now and share around all the rest. Make sure that none go hungry, have no place to rest. Knock down all the highs and fill in all the lows. Put your pack upon your back at the year of Jubilee. Are you ready? Are you ready for the year of Jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready? What is bound to be? Are you ready to reunite with your mother and your son? Are you ready? Are you ready for Jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready for the year of Jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready? What is bound to be? Are you ready to reunite with your mother and your son? Are you ready for Jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready for Jubilee to come?
So how long have you been performing?
Since the mid-80s. I dropped out of high school in 1981 and started busking and just bumming around and doing things, playing break sets for country bands and bars in Austin when I could. Moved to Minneapolis in the middle of the 1980s and started picking up sets here and there. By 2001, I had stopped working a regular job and just started playing the guitar full time. So
wow. Awesome.
But then, you know, I never left there again. I got 3 TVs. I got a bunch of coffee pots. Well, there just ain't no reason for me to go outside no more. Yeah, I ain't getting out of bed this morning. Sure ain't gonna throw anything away again. Well, time will come and I'm gonna need all of it. And I sure ain't getting out of bed today. Sure ain't getting out of bed today. You know, if anybody stop by, I'm gonna cut out all the lights and I'm gonna hide in a can until they go away. Yeah, I got 5 phones, but ain't none of them hooked up. And you know, I wouldn't answer any one of them if they was. Yeah, I ain't getting out of bed this morning. Sure ain't gonna throw anything away again. Time will come, I'm gonna need all of it. But I sure ain't getting out of bed today. I sure ain't getting out of bed. Papers from 1982, broken toasters I found in the trash, thinking frames with broken glass, dried up pills from people I don't know, dried up plants that'll never grow. I just can't let it go. 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 There's a 72,000, that's the park where the guest bed used to be. You know that means that you're not gonna spend the night. Landlord coming by, you know he seems a little bit confused. I think he's just here trying to kick me out. And I ain't getting out of bed this morning. So I ain't gonna throw anything away again. Time will come and I'm gonna need all of it. To the news, I keep myself very well informed. But the county's coming by, you know, they're gonna clean out all of my stuff and send me to live with a roommate out in Peaceful Valley. So I barricaded the door and I blocked out all the windows and I made me a blanket fort behind the fridge. Yeah, I ain't getting out of bed this morning. Lord, I sure ain't gonna throw anything away again. Time will come and I'm gonna need all of it. Well, I ain't getting out of bed today. of bed today. I ain't getting out of bed today.
Well, Peaceful Valley. Thank you, everyone. You guys are great. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate that. Take a look at that big house, bigger than they really needed. He got the dealers on his pickup. The dealer gave him a choice. Now he's lost his job on the build side. He's struggling to feed his boy. The Red Cedar grows and the Red Cedar flows. And long after you're gone, it's outlasting you.
Do you have any new stuff coming out, like a new album? Are you recording anything?
The new record is called Dog. It's out now. It's been out for about a week
On
Red House Records. Yeah.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah.
Where could we find that record?
Well, Red House has a distribution thing in stores. They're on the internet. Usually you can find them where I'm at, although I don't have any today because I've got to pick up records yet, so.
I feel you.
Cool.
just had a bad man. See, no doubt took that call for a ride through a pistol inside, found a place to hide. But I was a gambling man, cause his right hand, his gun in his left. No doubt took his friend money away, took that 88, took the King's Highway and said, Lord, I'm never gonna see my home again. 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 Upon my door early this morning, when you knocked upon my door, I said, hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go. Satisfied. I don't see why you got to treat me like you do. You got to treat me like you do. Must be that old evil spirit, Lord, taking hold on you.
Everybody, it's a Robert Johnson song. Thank you. June was Robert Johnson month. Obviously, we're still celebrating here. Here's another older song. This is recorded by Long Cleve Reed and Papa Harvey Hull. For those of you who are into that kind of minutia. Is that minutia? Is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty in the weeds.
All right. Well, Stagger Lee was a bullet loaded, bullet all his life. He put it around Chicago town with a 10-cent pocket knife. Cry when you lose your money. Lord, Lou. Talk about some gambler man. Y'all just seen my Richard Lee. He bet $1,000. He come out on a three. When you lose your money, Lord, Lou. Two little babies here and a doll and loving wife. You lose your money, Lord Lou. Oh, Stagley said, Billy, I don't care about your wife. You may see a kid again. It's going to be in another life when you lose your money, Lord Lou. He shot Billy, he shot the boy so bad. Bullet went through Billy line and broke the looking glass. Well, you lose your money, learn to lose. I was glad to see him die. When you lose your money, Lord, lose. You know, Stack said to the devil, put that pitchfork back on the shelf. I'm that bad man to go Stackily. I'm gonna rule hell by myself. You lose your money, Lord, lose. The devil, devil, let's have a little bit of fun. Stab me with that pitchfork, son. I'm gonna shoot you with my gun. You lose your money, Lord.
Could I ask you one more question? Do you have an all-time favorite album, and why would that album be your all-time favorite?
Wow.
It is a tough one.
Pick the hardest question in the world to ask a person. I guess sentiment, speaking of in sentimental terms, my favorite album is a record that Mance Lipscomb recorded for our Hooli called Texas Songster. And it's not only just a great record, it was recorded in the middle of the night by Chris Strakowitz in Mance Lipscomb kitchen. And he just played Chris a bunch of songs on his guitar, and it's brilliant. It's so well crafted, almost by accident. It's a brilliant record. And it in the sentimental way, it just brings back a lot of really important things for me about my dad and listening to music when I was a kid and how music moved me and pushed me and kind of woke me up. Because that Mance record was the first time that I actually found myself hearing music, because it always played. My dad played records all the time. My sister played records constantly. That record was the first time I thought, oh my God, what is that record? And that's the first time I really heard something. Yeah. And so it's an important record to me personally. Plus, it's a great record. So,
very beautifully said, man. It was very nice talking to you.
It was great talking to you.
And if you have any website where people can find your music, what would that be?
It's www.charliepar.com. Got it memorized. Look at me go.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you, man. You have a good day.
I will.
You too.
And that is Charlie Parr. Thank you, everybody.
We got one quick thing we want to do for you guys, and we got to go. We love Boats and Bluegrass. Thank you so much. We'll end with some Furry Lewis.
Molly rides if you want to hear told about the brave and the name. It's a Casey Jones that ride a damn. Hear the bit of it about one is fame. He won his fame. Hear the bit of it about one is fame. Call Case about 4 o'clock. He told if I'm going to get your bowl of hot. Put in your water and put in your coat. Put your head out of the driver's roll, see the drive wheel roll. Put your head out the window, see the drive wheel roll. Some people said Mr. Casey's gonna run. Let me tell you what Mr. Casey done. Hit that man, it was about 9:30. Make Newport News by dinner time, by dinner time. He made Newport News by dinner time. Call Case about 4:30. The Case's wife at the station door. Jumped the cab and notice in his hand. It's his, my ticket to the promised land. Promised land. It's his, my ticket to the promised land. Oh, Lord. See what's said, Case run on time. You're gonna collusion with the 109. Case said, boys, it ain't in my. Make my time. Tell the patch, you better keep yourself said. I'm not gonna shake it like Cheney did, like Cheney did. I'm not gonna shake it like Cheney did. Oh, oh, it was early Sunday morning. In the rain, round the corner, come past the train. And Mr. Casey said, boys, you better jump. Two locomotives and they're bound to bump, and they are bound to bump. Two locomotives, you know, and they are bound to bump. Mama, mama, have you heard the news? Papa's daddy got a new boy news. Baby, baby, now don't you cry. You got another papa on the southern line, on the southern line. Another pop on the southern line. Get out your engine, get out your train, cause you don't gonna ride on the road again. And it's fast, light, and it's smooth as glass. You better take your hat when the train goes past. When the train goes past. Yeah, you better take your hat when the train goes past. Casey Jones, she dreamt the dream. She dreamt about a soul machine. Needle broke and it went on so. She loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. She told me. And she loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. I'm on the road again. Mama shows your bone. I'm a natural bone. He's been on the road again. Road again. Mama shows your bone. I'm a natural bone. He's been on the road again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Have a good festival. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Thanks again to Charlie Parr for joining us today. I'm Logan Erickson, and this has been The Live Feed.